Blog Talk Radio.
Wisdom means to have experience, knowledge,
and good judgment. Excuse me. I have to burp most times whenever I'm reading to you all. So that is nothing new. Verse 9. She shall give your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. She shall deliver to you. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. I have taught you the ways of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you go up, your steps shall not be straightened, and when you runneth, you shall not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is your life. He is talking about wisdom. And again, is wisdom is having knowledge and good judgment and having experience of being wise. Okay, verse 14. Enter not into the path of wicked, and go not in the way of the evil man. Avoid it, pass by it, turn from it, and it pass away. Verse 16. Keep your feet from. Let me start at verse 16 again. For your sleep. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief. Mischief means they have done bad behavior. And their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. Verse 17. But they shall eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. They shall pass, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Midst means the middle of your heart. And whenever I see the word heart, I say in the middle. I say mine. Verse 22. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence. Diligence here means, I think, alertness. For out of it are the issues of life. So keep your heart, your mind with diligence, for out of that comes the issues of life. Verse 24, put away from you forward words here, I think, means crooked words or deceitful words, and preserve your lips, or keep your lips far from crooked words or being deceitful. Verse 25, let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder, that is, consider the paths of your feet, and let all your ways be established. verse 27. Turn not to the right nor to the left. Remove your foot from all evil. I have finished reading to you Proverbs chapter 4 in its entirety. And I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what has been read. Remember, you can always go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, and listen to it or read it for yourself. Sheep, let us have a word of prayer. Then, Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. I come to you with a bowed down head and a humble heart, praising and thanking you for the breath that you allow me to have. I have been knocked down, but I'm going to get up, and I have been knocked down with the death of my 22-year-old beautiful niece. But I'm going to go forward as she would want me to and celebrate you to complete my assignment until it is my time to go. I believe I will get up through doing your will. And as the book of James says, James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, count it all joy when you go into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying, I'm being tried now, the trying of your faith will bring patience. And Isaiah 26 and 3, that's what helped me to get over the death of my mother. It says that he will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. And that's what I'm trying to do, my Father. Keep my mind stayed over you. And of course, Father in heaven, I thank you for keeping away all natural and chemical disasters from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And as always, Father, thank you for giving us your sheep, sane, sound mind. In Jesus' name, I say that prayer. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20. Verse 8. I want you to read that for yourself and get an understanding. Get the understanding that I have received from that verse. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath day starts, observance starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's handy and ready. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down whatever scripture I give you. Because sometimes I say things and don't remember what I've said. Welcome to Sabbath School. We are going to read from the book of John. I think I am in chapter 16 today, and it's called The Works of the Holy Spirit. That's where I'm going to be reading from today for your hearing. And don't forget our affirmation. Our affirmation is Psalms 133. That is a declaration of unity. That's right. I want you to follow God's commandments and laws, his dietary laws, all of that. You'll find that in the book of Leviticus, around chapter 10 or 11, where you'll find his dietary laws, as well as his feast laws that are in Leviticus chapter 23, that is. Excuse me for making that error, because I'm not perfect. I make errors all the time. Now, you are my invited guest today, along with our Father, who is in heaven, that gave me my assignment in a dream, that is to feed his sheep. And he has made a way for me to do that if they will listen. There's not many that will listen, but the few who do listen. I want you to tell your friends and families to come and listen to the Sabbath School reading for today. And again, I apologize because I am birthing. And my niece would say, Auntie, don't apologize. Just keep doing the best you can do. And that's what I am about doing today, the best that I can do. Let's start reading John chapter 16 at verse 1. These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Offended here means upset. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Synagogue is like a place where you worship. Like for me, it would be out of the church. The time cometh that whosoever killeth you think that he doeth God service. Verse 3. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Verse 4. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way unto him that sent me, and none of you asked me whither. Whither means what place goeth you. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for me that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove, that is, convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, let me read verse 13 again. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, come, he will guide you into the truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall, I got messed up with verse 13. I've scribbled down here so much. Let me start over at verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Let me read verse 14 again. I just keep messing up. Let me try not to apologize, remembering, in honor of what my young niece would say, don't apologize, auntie. Verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and yet not, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall not see me, because I go unto the Father. Then said some of the disciples among themselves, what is this he says unto us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, you shall not see me, and because I go to the Father. And they said, therefore, what is this he said? A little while, we cannot tell what he said. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and he said unto them, do you inquire? Inquire means to ask among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, you shall not see me. Verily, verily, that means truly, truly, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament. Lament means to mourn. But the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Verse 21. A woman, when she is in travail means labor, has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish. The anguish means agony or pain, for joy that a man is born into the world. Verse 22. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no more, no man take it from you. Let me read that again. And your joy no man take it from you. Verse 23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Let me put brackets around that so I will remember whatever I ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will give it to me. Verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, except you shall receive, that your joy may be fulfilled. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. So, and I wrote down the meaning of what Proverbs meant, but I can't seem to find it right now. Let me see if I have it on another page, the meaning of Proverbs. Well, I cannot find it right now, so I will tell you that next Sabbath, if it's God's will, and I will be stronger than what I am today, I will try to give you the meaning of the word Proverbs. Let me see. Maybe I have written it someplace where I have not looked, because I know I have written it down, what the meaning of Proverbs is. Okay, let's read back to chapter 16, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that you will pray the Father for you. I read that wrong. Verse 26 again. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and believed that I come from the Father. Verse 28. I come forth from the Father and am come into the world again. I leave the world and I go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speaketh you plainly, and speaketh no proverbs. Verse 30. Now we are sure, Now we are sure that you knoweth all things, and needeth not that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you come forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is come, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. Now that I did not know, the Father was with him. Verse 33, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. Tribulation means great suffering. And that's what has happened to us black people here into the United States of America. We have had great tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Praise Jesus. He has overcome the world. And with that, I have finished reading to you the entire chapter of John the 16th, the works of the Holy Spirit. And of course, I don't remember reading in the works of the Holy Spirit, but I do remember talking about the Spirit of Truth. I do remember talking about the Holy, the Spirit of Truth. Now, let me turn to Exodus chapter 20 and start reading the Ten Commandments. For those of you who do not know what the Ten Commandments are, and I'm here at Leviticus, where it talks about chapter 11. I want you to read the book of Leviticus on your own time, but Leviticus chapter 11 tells you what meats you shall eat, and it tells you not to eat the swine. But I'm trying to find Exodus chapter 20, and I have found it. And I want to read to you the Ten Commandments. Let me start here at Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image or likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to give them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers, that's the sins of the fathers, upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. What do you not understand that about that? Don't listen to anyone that tells you not to keep the commandments. You leave and don't return. Verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord God, of the Lord your God, in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Vain means useless. You don't misuse God's name. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's Leviticus, that's in chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your son, nor your daughter, the man servant, nor your maid servant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means made it holy. Verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God giveth you. You shall not kill. I pray that those people that have murder in their heart hear this, hear me this day. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. That is, if you are married, man or woman, you're not to sleep around with someone else other than the one that you're married to. And they're saying not to the Ten Commandments. It says you should not steal. That's doing wrong. You are to keep these commandments. You shall not kill, not commit adultery, not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't lie on anyone. Verse 17, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You don't be desirous of what your neighbor has, nor shall you covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, or his ox, his ass, or anything that is your neighbor's. And right there, those are the Ten Commandments. So I'm doing much better than I thought I could do. God, thank you for hearing my prayer, because I have been down all week at the death of my 22-year-old niece, who I thought left the earth too soon. But you know what is happening. I was too sick to be at her public viewing yesterday, but I intend to be there today for a little while, and maybe I'll stay all day. But I want to take honor and give honor to my niece, who was a very smart young lady. She graduated from Cornerstone School. And if you have a donation you want to give to Cornerstone, I know that I intend to send money there in the name of Carmen Danielle May to the music program, where she learned how to play the piano. And right now I forget the name of the teacher. I'm trying to think of Walter, but he was there. He taught her how to play that piano well. All those teachers there at Cornerstone Schools on East Nevada, if you're going to send a donation, send it to Cornerstone Schools of Detroit Music Program at 6861 East Nevada, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48234. as well. I want to thank my supervisors for allowing me to take my lunch hour instead of 1 o'clock, 12 to 1. I was allowed to take my lunch hour from 3 to 4. I want to thank Ms. Thorpe and Mr. Ritchie. Thank you for allowing me to pick up geniuses from Cornerstone School. You know, the two that I picked up, and sometimes I would pick up a third one. Again, make your donations to Cornerstone Schools of Detroit, Michigan, 6861 East Nevada, Detroit, Michigan, 48234. And the music teacher there, I think Mr. Wilson, and I forget the lady's name who taught her to play the cello. She loved playing the cello as well as the piano, and she could play because her teachers taught her well. And then from Cornerstone, she was a graduate of Cass Tech. And then down at Howard, where she was an honor roll student, she carried a 4.7 average. Yes, that's the young genius. You, Ms. Thorpe, and Mr. Ritchie allowed me to pick up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and take her to my mother's house. I thank you for that. And there is so much more that I am thankful for. I'm being strong for you, Carmen. You took the breath out of me when God decided it was your time to go. I'm thinking that it was too young, but God doesn't make a mistake. I have got to get over your death, baby, because I'm hurt.
Father,
I'm hurt right now.
Help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place.
It was wrong for you over at Cass.
In their heart. Down. And I know he
have a lonely prayer
forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he loves, and his wisdom will be on your path. My soul, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.